Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Wednesday, July the 11th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. A Suffolk County cop sprung into action yesterday to stop an allegedly drunk crane truck driver on the LIE. And it happened during the height of the evening rush. Authorities say the truck had already smashed into four other vehicles before Officer Joseph Goss jumped out of his own car and into the truck. An alleged member of the Bonanno crime family survived an apparent assassination attempt in the Bronx early today. Salvatore Zatola was walking home on Tierney Place in Pelham Bay about 6:40 this morning when somebody tried to bump him off, open fire on him. He was hit in the chest and right hand and was grazed in the head. The gunman jumped into a car and sped away. President Trump says NATO allies should commit to spending 4% of their GDP on defense. The goal is currently 2% by 2024. The president brought it up during a closed-door meeting with other NATO leaders in Brussels today. Officials in Clarkstown say it was an oversight. Some people who attended the town's 4th of July fireworks say they were offended when the Confederate anthem Dixie was played during a montage of patriotic songs. The town supervisor says the worker who picked the song was unaware of its historical context. Hurricane Chris now a Category 2 as it turns far off the coast of North Carolina. Forecasters warning about rough currents and potentially dangerous riptides up and down the eastern seaboard. The B in Cardi B stands for baby. The Bronx-born rapper giving birth to a baby girl yesterday. I'm going to try this now. Culture Kiari Cephas. That's Cardi's first child and the fourth with her husband, the rapper Offset. Boy, that was tough. 1010 Wins AccuWeather. The rest of the week looks pretty sunny and warm with highs in the low 80s. A little more hot and a little more humid on Saturday and Sunday. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.